From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
Thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and a room full of news geeks. We'll explain that in a minute. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Robert Smith, in today for Luke Burbank. It's Friday, October 12th, and at 5 o'clock this morning, the entire Bryant Park team was gathered around the TV listening to this man.
An intergovernmental panel on climate change, IPCC, Org Albert Arnold Al Gore Jr.
Yes, that is the news geek part of this program, that all huddled around like Christmas morning watching the TV to see if Al Gore won the Nobel Peace Prize.
And we're trying to translate simultaneously from Norwegian, and we're sitting around looking, and then someone came on the TV and says, I think he just said that Al Gore won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
And everybody was shocked.
We're going to get into that a little bit, what that means for his presidential aspirations, if he has any. We're also going to talk to a man who uses math algorithms to predict the future. He's actually a political scientist who is reportedly right about 90% of the time. That could be kind of interesting.
And have you heard the one about the traveling vacuum cleaner salesman who
donates
his kidney?
Hey, keep it clean. It's morning.
No, this is not a joke. Speaking of peace prizes, we have two nominees today who could win a possible peace prize, because it's an inspiring story about two strangers and how one of them donated a kidney to the other. It's a remarkable story, and we'll have that coming up.
And live in studio today, singer-songwriter Jill Sobule. After being on two major labels, having hit songs, she's at a crossroads about how to distribute her next record. She'll talk to us about it very shortly. We'll also get the top stories from Rachel Martin in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.